The president of the La Crosse area beekeepers says members have reported losses of honeybees over the past winter of 25 to 40%. Wayne Lamar says he can't attribute it to what's being called colony collapse disorder, which has killed 90% of bees in some parts of the country. Lamar says there's always some winter loss, but it's usually 20 to 25%.
There are other diseases like foul brood, the mite, ongoing problem that we have, all contributes to our losses.
Lamar lost 44% of his honeybees this winter. He sells honey from his bees, but says more worrisome are crop losses that could occur with poor pollination of crops. He says the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is sending inspectors to check area hives this spring. Department spokeswoman Jane Larson says they're encouraging beekeepers who see signs of colony collapse disorder to contact the agency.
The workforce seems to be made up of young adult bees, but there doesn't seem to be any older bees. And the foraging populations, the bees that go out and bring back the pollen, they seem to be either greatly reduced or non-existent. It's almost as if the adult bees, they've left the hive and haven't come back.
Larson says the main report of bee loss in the state is from apiarists who took their hives south to pollinate crops this winter. She says there's still no information what is causing the collapse of colonies, whether it's disease or some other factor. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.